Hi, this is Sandy McClelland, and you're listening to Lee Williams. I'm here with Sandy McClelland.
How are you doing, Lee? It's been a while. How are you getting on?
Yeah, it's not been too long, but you've had a new single out, which has been doing pretty well. It's up in there in the top 20.
Yeah, that's gone really well, actually. It's interesting because there have been three tracks out now, and each successive track seems to be doing better and in a much shorter time frame than the one before it. So I'm hoping that means people are getting the message.
Yes, indeed. And the album that we've been threatening to come out looks like could be the end of May, beginning of June.
Yeah, currently we're planning for the end of May, beginning of June. There may be another single from the record, which would probably come out only maybe a couple of weeks before the album. But people have been asking about the album for a long time, and we keep delaying and delaying. Not because it's not finished, it's been finished for a long time, but just because we're trying to build awareness in the hope that we can reach as many people as we can.
The album title is the same as the current single.
Yeah, the album's called Cross the Line, same as the current single. It's a sort of dual thing for me, the title of the album, because I'm trying to get a lot of people to follow me from a place I used to be to a place that I now am. And it's not always easy given the kind of stylistic situation with the record. So so far, so good. I mean, I'm busy. I'm speaking to a lot of people at radio. I'm doing a lot of interviews. I'm going around playing some little gigs here and there. And hopefully we'll get up and down the length and breadth of the country later on in the year.
Because you're, although you seem to be new on the scene, you've been around for a while, recording, being parts of Tears of Fear and lots of other major names.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a man of a certain age, Lee, and I've earned my living out of music since about 1980. I ran away from Glasgow in 1980 and came to London. And it turned out the streets weren't all paved with gold, so I had to make my own way there. And I found my way via a couple of recording contracts under my own name and my own material that nobody in the world was very interested in. I sort of slipped sideways into all sorts of other things. So I've worked with any number of artists who've done very well. I've worked with people in this country. I've worked with people around the world. I've worked with a lot of Latin artists that have done well. I've written probably 12 film scores with orchestra and whatnot. And I found myself just kind of dragged into areas that I enjoyed and that I found challenging, but which didn't entirely represent any kind of expression for the stuff that I had buried kind of deep in my heart since I was a boy, which was always kind of country music and soul music, and some sort of amalgam of those two things are the bit of it which reaches me most. And about 3 years ago, I just stopped doing all the other things I was doing with all the other people. No sense of disrespect. I've loved everything I've done, every minute of what I've done. But what I'm doing now is the thing that's dear to my heart to do, and it's the thing I'm going to spend my life doing.
Excellent, because you've got a new child as well in your family.
Got a new baby, yeah. I got the boy Jack, who actually now doesn't keep us awake nights. He sleeps very nicely at night, but he's up nice and bright and breezy in the morning. And you need plenty of energy to stay up with him. I think he's like a Duracell bunny. He just goes and goes and goes.
I've had a chat to him. He said he's going to wait till he's about six, then he's going to give you trouble.
Yeah, I expect he is, actually. I can imagine. He knows his own mind in quite a nice way at the minute. I'm sure that'll bite me on the bum going forward.
So, could you go out solo? You also got various session players that you grab together to do certain bigger gigs.
Yeah, I the thing I'm keen to do is turn up anywhere and get in front of some people and sing, because if I've got anything to offer to anybody, it's the fact that I can do what I do. If you hear what I do on the record or on the radio or whatever, you won't be disappointed if you come to hear me try and do it, because I can do that thing. And it simply depends at this stage on the scale of the gig. If it's a little room where there's no room, I'll turn up with a guitar and I can make it work with just me and a guitar. And if it's something a bit bigger, I've got some festivals over the summer and whatnot, then I do that with the whole band, and it's much more like you hear on the record. But even if it's not a whole band and you come and see me in a kind of stripped down sense, I can definitely give you a really proper flavour of what the music's supposed to be like.
So if there's any club organisers, any promoters, agents that are listening to this interview, then please drop me a line, lee@cmrnashville.net, and we'll pass it on to Sandy and we'll see if we can get him into your venue.
Absolutely, Lee. My motto is definitely have guitar, will travel. I'm as indie as it gets currently, but there are some people that are keen and doing their bit to help me. I'm really grateful to everyone at CMR and everyone on the hot disc scene and other DJs around the world. I'm up nights at the minute speaking to people in Florida and LA and whatever. So, you know, there are people who are trying to champion the cause, and I'm super grateful. It's really nice to feel as a kind of entirely indie musician that other people are just prepared to do a little bit of heavy lifting for you. It's lovely.
So can you sort of let us know what the third single may be?
Currently, there's a song I got called I've Ever Known, which is it's a little bit left field for me. It's quite a fun song. And it's a song which probably lots of us men, and probably on the other foot, lots of women can relate to. It's a little song which tries to understand the situation that we've all been in, where we've fallen in love with entirely the wrong woman for entirely the wrong reasons. And even though you know that when this is done and dusted, all the earth around your heart is going to be scorched for 5 miles in all directions, you find it hard to let go of. And the song just kind of says that even when you've plucked up the courage to explain to this person that you know they're bad for you and you know that it's done, she turns up and she's got her high heels on and a red dress on, and she's still the best drug you've ever known.
Sandy, great. Let's play it now, and we'll catch up with you when the album's out.
Bless you, Hartley. I really, really appreciate the support, man.
Hi, this is Sandy McClelland, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Say I can't go on like this. You seem to find a way to fix me with your kiss. Tried so hard to give you up, but the history shows I ain't had no luck. With your high heel shoes and your red dress on, you're the best drug that I've ever known. Tried so hard to give you up, but the history shows I ain't had no luck. With your high heel shoes and your red dress on, you're the best drug that I've ever known. Darling, darling, why am I addicted to your lips? When I think and your red dress on, you're the best drug that I've ever known. Tried so hard to give you up, but the history shows I ain't had no luck. With your high heel shoes and your red dress on, you're the best drug that I've that